want to let you know that one of the, I think, great things that will be taking place in the very near future, as a matter of fact, beginning March 31st, is the opportunity that I'll have to host Mayor Deke Copenhaver once a month. He's going to be talking with me and giving us some updates on what's happening in the Garden City. I'm calling it the Garden City Update with Mayor Deke Copenhaver. Perry Broadcasting of Augusta is working with the mayor's office to bring this to us, and I'll be hosting him, as I said, once a month for 30 minutes, and we'll just get those updates. What are the challenges? What are the triumphs, the successes? What is the vision moving forward? And we'll be doing that once a month for 30 minutes, usually the fourth or fifth Tuesday of each month. And so the first one will be March 31st, so be on the listen out for that. The Garden City Update with Mayor Deke Copenhaver. And we are working now on, as I said, encouraging the celebration of diversity. And again, it just excites me when I find out the different roles, the different contributions that different races and both genders have contributed to society. And I even get excited when I start hearing about, you know, someone who may have been 18 or 19, and not just folks in their 30s and 40s who have been making significant contributions. And so it just seems to help us have even more reason to come together instead of push apart. And so we're looking at that today. We're looking at this whole notion of, you know, the claim that the black race was cursed by God during the time of Noah after the flood, because Noah was found naked by his youngest son. And when that youngest son failed to respond appropriately, God cursed the black race. He cursed Ham, people say. And the people who make the claim that the black race is cursed say that God cursed Ham, and Ham was the black member of the family. He was of the three sons that Noah had. Ham was the black son. And so when God cursed Ham, he cursed the black race. Well, we're finding out now that that's really not what happened. But we'll keep reading, because I haven't gotten to the end of that chapter. So maybe by the time I do get to the end of that chapter, we'll read where God cursed the black race. Let's see. Verse 24 again, Genesis chapter 9, verse 24. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, Noah awoke. We don't see the word God, the name God, anywhere in this verse. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, Noah said, cursed be Canaan. Now, to help us really appreciate what was said, let me tell you what was not said. First of all, God is not the one who pronounced the curse. Noah is the one who pronounced the curse. Secondly, notice this. Noah did not even curse Ham, his youngest son. He cursed Ham's son, Canaan. Remember, we read up here in verse 18. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And in parentheses, they pointed out one of Ham's sons. Ham was the father of Canaan. Then you fast forward to verse 24, verse 25, and it says, he, Noah, said, cursed be Canaan. Again, Noah did not even curse his son Ham. He cursed Ham's son Canaan. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan, as he continues to spell out what this curse will be like, may Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend the territory of Japheth. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Altogether, Noah lived 950 years, and then he died. That's the 29th verse of Genesis chapter 9. And then we move to the 10th chapter of Genesis. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. The sons of Japheth. And from there, it goes on to tell us who the sons were of Japheth, Shem, and Ham. In other words, the grandchildren, the descendants of Noah. So in the entire 9th chapter, we do read about a curse that was pronounced upon someone. But the two things we find out that really stand out, number one, God did not pronounce a curse upon anyone anywhere in that chapter. Secondly, after discovering that Noah was the one who pronounced the curse, we also discover that he did not pronounce the curse upon Ham. He pronounced the curse upon Ham's son, Canaan. Now, this is the third point that is also very, very important. Notice, when Noah pronounced the curse, he did not pronounce it upon all of Ham's descendants who would ever come after Ham. He only pronounced it upon one group, Canaan. So when we read for ourselves what really took place, we find out that, number one, God did not pronounce the curse upon anyone involved in Noah's family. And number two, Noah was the one who actually pronounced the curse. And number three, there was not an entire race of people who were cursed. It was one particular segment of Noah's family tree that was cursed. So what that means is the people who have been saying all these decades that the entire black race has been cursed have been giving misinformation. And the information is clearly spelled out here. You don't even have to be an ardent student of the Bible who understands Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic. It doesn't require all that. All you have to do is just read what is there, follow the flow of thought that is clearly spelled out here, and you see that God did not curse the black race. Now, that's good news because, again, it gives all of us the freedom to embrace the black race just as much as we embrace any other race. And that's a good thing for members of the black race to know that we are free to embrace all the other members of our race the same way we embrace members of all the other races is a good thing. For all other races to know that they can embrace the black race just as freely and just as energetically as they embrace all other races is a good thing. But we need to know that we have that freedom. And discovering that God has not cursed the black race should free us up in our minds, our emotions, our hearts to just now say, hey, you know what? We are just one human race that is characterized by various cultural races, all of whom have the right and the freedom from God, if not by certain men and women, to embrace all races. That's a good thing. So what else, though, is going on here? Are we really free to embrace all the races? We know that Ham was not cursed, but one of his sons was. Well, what else is going on here? We're looking at black history again and our role in society, our contribution to the world. What else has happened? Well, one of the things that we find that is very, very intriguing in the Bible is that nowhere do we read in the Bible that Noah had sexual intercourse with anyone other than his wife. Now, we read about King David, for example, having had many wives and concubines, etc., and we know that he had sexual intercourse with more than one woman and had children by more than one woman. Same thing for Solomon. The same thing for many men who are in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament. But with Noah, nowhere are we, is it even suggested that he had sex with any other woman than his wife, that he had sons, children by anyone other than his wife. When we come back, I want to point out the significance of that to you, let you know why I'm sharing that bit of information. So stay tuned. We are encouraging the celebration of diversity and the move towards harmony. Be right back.